Like, the talk in the room going into that game was more of a focus on defense. How'd you guys pull it off?
You guys were talking about defense, so I hope we passed your test.
Yeah, you do. Well, Nick had said that you guys had discussed, it had been the topic of discussion in the room for the last couple of days. What are your thoughts on the shutout and how you guys pulled it off?
I thought we were solid. You know, I thought guys bared down coming back. You know, defense is a team mentality, and ultimately your goaltender's got to make saves, and he made the saves tonight. So, you know, hats off to him for a good bounce back performance.
A 60-minute game is a bit of a cliche, but it looked like you guys didn't have any or very many low points in that game.
Yeah, I thought we were sharp. You know, I thought the importance of this game, you know, was evident throughout the last 2 days of practice. You know, after that mini game, it was a sour taste in the room. You know, we didn't really play our best game, but had an opportunity to try to salvage something. And this time of year, you can't miss out on those opportunities. So, you know, I really liked our practice the day after that. You know, that could have been an easy day to maybe take off and lick your wounds and watch some video, but we got after it that next day, and I think it set the table for tonight.
You talked about the importance of that game. How big is that win?
Well, it's self-explanatory, really. You know, it's a team right in front of us, and you know, we're a few points back of them with only a handful of games left. So, you know, the key here is to stay in the fight as long as possible. You know, you keep yourself within shouting distance, and anything can happen.
New wrinkle on that power play. You playing up on the top like that. How did you like the way that worked?
I liked it. I thought it looked good. You know, the goal was great, but the other power plays were probably, you know, even more dangerous. We had ample scoring opportunities. You know, that's what a power play is supposed to look like right there, just in terms of creating scoring chances, creating shots, and creating momentum for your team. Because, you know, you come off of 2 minutes where you have them in their zone and their goalie has to make some big saves, you know, the rink seems to tilt in your favor. Experience. You know, I think the good thing about our young guys is that they've had some experience in big games, whether it's World Juniors or, you know, Patty played professionally last year and won a championship. You know, so guys have played on big stages and kind of know what those situations are like and you know what they require. So I think we're maybe a little bit mature beyond our age in some of those big time pressure games.
What was that little back and forth between you and Little just before that last game, that last goal?
What was a little back and forth?
You guys were passing the puck back and forth as if you wanted the other to make that goal?
Well, Truby gave it to me, and, you know, Brian's not a guy that really gets a whole lot of empty net looks, and a guy who, you know, flies under the radar and just, you know, probably one of our, if not most consistent players. So anytime you can give him a freebie, you know, I'd love to get him an open net, but he said he was too tired to put it in.